Oh, welcome to Sonya True Crime Story. This story was actually sent to me. When I heard the story, I was like, something don't add up to me in this story. But let's get into the story before I tell you what don't add up to me. The bodies of Jason Moore, 42, and Michelle Moore, 6, was discovered on December 18 in an area just off Interstate 26 in Calhoun County, according to NBC affiliated. According to the WIST-TV, deputies first discovered the truck and then the bodies about an hour later on Lavender Lane. In a police incident report shared with People, Jason's estranged wife told the Richland County Sheriff's Department that he called her on December 16 saying he slid off the road and wrecked the vehicle. According to the report, she told authorities that he hung up the phone on her and refused to pick up. She could hear their daughter yelling in the background before the phone died. The wife then texted Jason to call 911, but then there has been no response, per the report. The father and daughter whereabouts was unknown after that. The autopsy results was inconclusive, but has determination of hypothermia was based on weather elements, per the report. There was no suspicious injury and foul play is not suspected. It wasn't below freezing, but no, by no means. But because of the wind and the rain, they became extremely cold, and I think it became an urgency for them to try to find help and try to find shelter. Calhoun County Coroner's Darnie told WLTX. He told the station that the truck got stuck in the mud following the collision and that Jason probably made several attempts to move the truck, which in turn sparked a grass fire that may have prompted Jason and Michelle to go out of the vehicle. Parth added that the father and daughter probably tried to reach the interstate for help and ended up stuck in a wet area approximately 100 yards from their vehicle. I feel like they were walking together, and unfortunately, he being heavier than she is, he sank into the mud, and the more you struggle, the deeper you go, he said. They reached out to the Calhoun County Coroner Office for additional information. Quentin Morph, Jason Morph's cousin, told WIST-TV that he was unsure how Jason and Michelle ended up where they were. Because it was not part of their route to Jason's mother house. We sorry we wasn't there to maybe help you during the time you needed us the most, Quentin added. I just wanted to say we love you and we always keep you in our fondest memories. Now here's my problem with this. This happened in South Carolina. I want to know, because people, I have lived a few places, okay? And one thing I do know for sure is that the South does not get so cold to where anything is freezing. We are not talking about upstate New York. We are not talking about Chicago, Alaska, Canada, Detroit. None of these places where it is freezing. We're talking about South Carolina. Any part in the South does not get that cold. And for you to find a father and daughter both dead and saying it's hypothermia, or it's because they were walking and stuck in some mud, I'm not the family, but that just does not sound right to me. And for the family to just sit here and let this case just linger and take that as like, oh, okay, that's what happened. No. Y'all need to investigate. Y'all need to find out what really happened to this dad and his daughter. Because that's just not right. The South does not get that cold. And no one could tell me like, oh, you don't know. No, I lived in the South. I know. I lived a few places. I know. It does not get that cold to where there is some freeze. New York City has been cold
upstate New York is a whole nother world. We're talking about freezing cold. Alaska, freezing cold. Canada, freezing cold. Colorado, freezing cold. Chicago, freezing cold. Michigan, freezing cold. We're talking about places where it's really, really cold. You talking about where it's cold, the temperature is mildly cold, not even really that cold. No, I'm sorry. I'm not the family. I cannot tell a family what to do. But if I was the family, this would not sit right with me. I would want to know more. I would be hiring a private investigator or something to find out, especially as the mom, even if she's estranged to the husband and she don't really care about what happened to the husband, I would want to know what happened to my baby. That baby was 6 years old. I would want to know. You would have to give me more details of what happened to my baby than sitting here telling me they froze to death in a not so cold state. Yeah, I wouldn't want to hear that, people. I don't know. I feel like they should reopen this case and dig a little deeper. But let's take a break before we go on with this. I'm back. Yes, I feel like the family need to investigate more. Especially the mother. She needs to investigate. Like I said, if she don't want to find out what really happened to the husband, she needs to find out what really happened to her 6-year-old child. Because it does not sit right with me that you're saying that these people froze to death in a state that it don't even get that cold. And in the report, it literally says by no means was it below any type of zero. So you tell me how they froze to death. And I mean, as me reading this, I know the mother had to read the report, or and she had to listen to them tell the report that there's no way possible that your ex-husband and your daughter froze to death. But that was just my opinion on True Crime Podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, iHeart, wherever you see a podcast that I appreciate. You can call me here at sv766752@gmail.com. Go to my website, http://podcast/wordpress.com. Follow me at son.ia9795, Instagram, SunnySandigo, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. Go to follow my son Sounds on Instagram. He got an app on Apple, Spotify. Follow TJVUCLAIN. She have a book called Black Girl of Orange. King Flex on SoundCloud. TAWYN Wade Williams. She have a book called Suddenly Single. Kane Flex on SoundCloud. Female Reform, Avenger Store in New York. Miss Carr have her affirmations. Listen to it. And y'all have a blessed night.